Dave, welcome back to you, Sam.
Thanks, Dwayne. I'm looking not so much at, but up at the new Melbourne captain, Max Gawn. Maxie, great to have your company this morning. Tell us, Darren Burgess, your fitness coach, have you got a dartboard with his face on it? It's been a brutal pre-season.
It has been brutal, but it's been fun. Like, Burgess has brought a lot of experience with him. He's obviously, November and December were incredibly hard, but the harder, the more fun, I find. So he's actually a really easy guy to get along with. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to next pre-season already.
Before I hand over to Dwayne, the message was you were going to get fit. You needed to get fit as a team. And the early signs are good. You've run over a couple of teams in the Marsh series.
Yeah, it was good to see. Obviously, Marsh series form, you got to take what you can get. But I really feel like some guys that were working on some of that aspects of their game in terms of their fitness, like a Christian Petracca, showed us that potentially what Burgess has done has got us in a relatively good fitness space. I'd say every club is fit, but what Burgess is really good at is making you know that you're fit, and I suppose running that extra mile, even though everyone could probably do it, but the mindset to do it.
Dwayne, Maxie did ask me if you were by the pool or Savo, but I assured him you were in the studio.
Yeah, you in the brewing industry. What are you doing these days, Maxie, outside of footy? You've got your finger in so many different pies. I'm sure if I was by the pool, you could send me a beverage. What are you promoting these days? What are you selling, coffee or beer, or what are you doing?
There is a lot going on. There's a Jaffel truck, right. Which sells what it sounds like, sells Jaffels, and that's also got coffee. Then there's a wine bar. Which is in Camberwell, which is where you can get your brew, you can get a grape, and you get a pizza there as well.
You know what? I love the fact that you just seem to enjoy life at the moment, Max. You're the captain of a club that's got a 150-year history. It's been, rock bottom essentially last year. You're in the bounce-back factor, but your positivity is infectious, and I love it outside of the footy as well. You seem like it's an enjoyable thing to have at the moment.
Well, we are playing. I am in one of the best jobs, probably in Australia. I'd say the world, because I hate all the other sports. But although I'd like to be a cyclist, Sammy Edmund knows a little bit about that. No, look, it's the best job in the world. We get to turn up every day and be around your friends. You get plenty of time outside of football to create little businesses that I've got passions in terms of hospitality. So. There's nothing really to take too seriously. I'm sure if we're 0-5 this year that I potentially might not have the smile on my face, but that won't happen because we're going to go to Perth and win round one. I suppose that's why I'm potentially got voted in, because of the outlook I have on life. And I think if everyone is happy and confident and living their best lifestyle, we get their best version of them as a footballer as well. So hopefully that's happening.
Hey, before I let you go, Dyson Heppel, we had him on. He just said that he wasn't allowed to vote for Essendon players as Brownlow medalist or Coleman medalist. He had to vote for someone from another club. But I presume you were the one that voted for Bailey Fritsch to win the Coleman. I can't see any other captain doing that. Did you do that?
It might have been the Hawthorn captain, because he did kick 5 on the weekend. But no, it was me. I saw that question, and I did see that we weren't allowed to vote from our own team. But I'm not going to not vote for the Coleman medalist winner. So he, throughout training this year, he's done some stuff that's pretty spectacular, and he does it from very little impact in the actual game. He will have 5 touches, 5 marks, 5 goals. He's kicked easily the most goals for us in this sort of pre-season little bit. And he does it on Stephen May, and then he goes and does it on Neville Jetta. So he's a pretty exciting player.
Now, you also went outside of the rules, I presume, and named Luke Jackson as the NAB Rising Star winner.
Did no one else go with Luke Jackson?
No.
Wow, has no one been watching us in preseason? Luke Jackson could play 18 positions on the ground this year.
I hope you're right.
He's very versatile, very, very versatile player.
Hey, before I let you go, would you be happy with a 24-game season and no preseason games, or do you like having 2 preseason games and a 22-game season?
Neither here nor there, I don't think, with that. Yep. I could play footy from January to December. I could also have an off-season from January to December if that was the choice they decided to do. So, I'm happy to let other people make up those decisions.
Fair call, and it gives you this weekend free to work the Jaffel truck. So I appreciate your time.
Good man, Dwayne.
Good on you, Max.